Did you know it's not uncommon for a policeman making a house call on another policeman to strip down Nikki Nu as a show of good faith?
Is that right?
It says here, nudity is an exemplary way for an officer to show that he is not wired and trawling for incriminating evidence against other police. Does that sound right? So what, it's like a... Who's there?
It's me, Senior. Oh, Sergeant, come in. Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, okay.
Keep the anklet on, Sarge. But it doesn't paint a very attractive mental picture, does it? A couple of New South Wales policemen standing about in the backyard in the nutty having a quiet beer. And in that state, it wouldn't take much to overpower them. Mm. Three off-duty officers were held hostage today by a man armed with a wet towel. He just wouldn't stop flicking, said one clearly bruised and traumatised constable. Actually, here's a good headline. Yeah. Have a look at this. There's a photo taken at a cricket match of two nude men handcuffed to each other. And the caption says, off-duty policeman over power streaker. So, but I'll tell you the one part of this story that I don't get. Mm. It says here, despite being totally naked, Officer JJL52, that's his code name, apparently stud one was already taken, but this bloke was still able to make an incriminating recording of a conversation with another detective using a concealed microphone. Mm. Now, we're probably all thinking the same thing here, aren't we? Because there aren't too many options. He'd be receiving instructions on a tiny earpiece.
That's no good, mate. We can't hear a thing. Stand up. See if you can get him to talk into the microphone.